Nothing against the initial batch of Democrats running for governor, but many in the party were hoping for a better-known, better-funded candidate at the top of the ticket. Now they have Bill White. So what's next? There are still many holes on the Democratic ticket for statewide offices, and you can't win if you don't run. Austin State Representative Democrat Mark Strama.
In November of 1994, a whole bunch of Republicans got elected just because they had their name on the ballot, and it turned out to be a tidal wave year. November 2010, nobody knows.
Strama admits that for now, people are predicting a similar GOP tidal wave. But Democratic strategist Jason Stanford says it's a long time from now until Election Day. Plenty of time for the economy and mood of the country to get a lift. But having said that, he thinks candidates need to be realistic.
I think we pick our opportunities down ballot, make sure we have someone good, innings eaters in baseball parlance, running down ballot. And in some places, we're going to need an ace. And I think that's how we should deal with the down ballot.
He thinks Democrats do have strong enough candidates to make a run at Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson or Comptroller Susan Combs, but gunning for Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst may be too much to ask, considering Dewhurst's fundraising ability, which includes his own vast personal wealth. State Representative Mark Strama says it's the opposition party's obligation to run in as many races as possible, but a successful governor's race doesn't depend on it.
Bill White wins or loses on Bill White's strengths as a candidate and on the basis of the comparison between him and his opponent for governor. I don't think he is affected or his electoral chances are affected by what's below him on the ticket.
The deadline to file to run in the Democratic or Republican primary is January 4th. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.